Good morning. It's the sixth Sunday after Trinity and the 19th of July. We have for our reading on this sixth Sunday, Matthew chapter 13, 24 to 30 and 36 to 43. This is the famous parable of the kingdom of heaven and the wheat and the tares. The church congregation at Corinth, the Apostle Paul wrote, "You are God's field, you are God's building," 1 Corinthians 3:9. Throughout this passage, Paul makes it very clear that though he or another minister may have sown seed or tended and watered, it was God who gave the increase. God controls his field, and he also controls what it produces for the harvest. And so, as we think of our own Church of All Saints in Tenerife, all of us who are part of that church are the seed which is growing, the wheat which is growing. Are there any tares? You might say that's a sort of plant which grows in a field of grain. And although it looks similar to an edible grain, it isn't suitable for food. In fact, many feel the specific tare or weed referred to in this parable is the darnel, a poisonous weed that is very similar in appearance to wheat. And while growing next to the stalk of wheat, darnel cannot be easily distinguished from the real wheat. It's not until near the harvest time, when the wheat comes into ear or sprouts its fruit, that you can see, you can discern which of the two is the real item. The Son of Man, Jesus, sows the good seed in the field. The field is the world, the good seeds are the sons of the kingdom and the daughters of the kingdom, but the tares are the opposite. And so it goes on to say, "And the Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all things that offend." And it will be that God's kingdom is complete when he gathers in his wheat. I have a concern for the tares. The wheat will be fine, because the wheat is that which is growing. The good Christians, which are growing well in the field, they're starting to flourish, they're producing the good grain and the fruit of the harvest, which Jesus wants. And so our job in the church is to encourage that fruit to come to fruition. And so the church grows and flourishes through that good fruit. But what about the tares? That's those who are not doing that. Well, I see part of my job, and I think all Christian leadership is part of the job, to encourage those who are not producing fruit and are, as Jesus says, the tares. Jesus had such compassion for everyone, such love for everyone, such wonderful gifting for everyone. And so our job is to help, perhaps you could say, convert the tares into good wheat. Is that possible? Well, anything is possible in God's kingdom and in our church. And we have some wonderful wheat already growing and already starting to produce the fruit that All Saints needs for its running for the future. And of course, the church in our land and in our lives here is only the temporary church. It's only meant to do a temporary job. It's here to prepare people for the life yet to come, for the kingdom to come. And in that preparation, people are encouraged to do all the good works of Christ, to love our neighbours, to look after those less fortunate than ourselves, to forgive one another, to show the fruits of the kingdom in love, joy, peace, and so on. And so the wheat and the tares, our job then is to encourage everyone to produce the fruit, that the good fruit that is needed in God's kingdom and to build God's kingdom. Of course, at the end of the day, we encourage and treat everyone the same, and our job is to be part of that process of nurturing and feeding. One of the lessons to be taken from the parable is to let God do the work of discerning who are his and who are not. Not only is it not my role or our role as Christians, but we don't have the tools for that job. A worker in God's field has to adopt a position of vigilant toleration that watches like a shepherd over God's people and teaches sound doctrine from the Bible, along with gentle, loving oversight. Then it's up to the people to make their own decisions. Treating people fairly and kindly always has good results. So we all might have let some problems go longer than we should have, but all the time we are working at that job of bringing people to fruit, to closer to God, and to the work of God. The Apostle Paul advised us to be patient. If the servants of the field, the field's owner, had rampaged through the fields, tearing up the good wheat along with the tares, what kind of mess would have been created? Good crops would have been prevented from coming to maturity and bearing fruit. So it is with working in God's spiritual field and tending his church. It is possible to harm, even destroy the good in any effort to weed out the tares of the field. God says, let them grow together until the harvest, the end of the age, and the coming of Jesus Christ. Then he will make a distinction, as only he can. So as all any of us can do is to encourage one another, love one another, help each other to bear those good fruits, and to be constantly encouraging and seeking to build the church in this place, and as obviously part of the world. I personally don't want to be a tare either, so it's a bit of a concern for all of us. None of us want to impersonate the real thing. We want to be who we are. What you see is what you get. We want to be genuine in our Christian journey, and that way people will see in us something, as I've said before, that will encourage them in their Christian faith. It's not my role, it's not others' roles to figure out who tares are and who are the wheat. No, that is all part of God's job. But one thing we can be assured of is that God is truthful, just, loving, forgiving, and sure. And so we can always, at every point, encourage one another, just as Christ encourages us. So may God bless you and all of us in our journey together and in our encouragement of one another. May I speak in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.